Hey guys, what's up? It's Steve Schramm. Welcome to the Faithful Business Podcast. I want to just bring something to your attention today that I think is very, very important. And it might be something that you struggle with, and you're just flat out doing it wrong in your business. But the reason I bring this up, it's a bit of a rant because it is something that I struggled with for a long time. And I still mentally, in some respects, struggle with it. And I am just, I'm thankful that I came to this realization. So I kind of want you to have the same realization that I did. And maybe this will prompt you to change some things in your business, okay? So the big secret to business is this. You have to stop competing on price and rather compete on value. Compete on value. Do not compete on price. Why? Because if you compete on price, it is simply a race to the bottom. It just is. It is a total race to the bottom. If you are competing on price, then the one with the cheapest product wins. That's the bottom line. The one with the cheapest product wins. Okay, when you see premium priced products and you see, you know, for example, cars, right? I mean, you can buy a car for $500 or $500,000. Okay, the difference is more than just a brand, right? It's more than just a number. It's value. There is value you get when you buy that kind of car. You get a quality that you don't expect from a $500 car, right? You get it. I mean, and that's an extreme example, a $500,000 car, you know, whatever. But the point is, you know, if it's a $100,000 car, fine. Or a $50,000 car versus a $500 car, right? You're going to see a difference in that. And it's not just the price. Those people are not competing on price. They're competing on value. Now, there are certain people who cannot afford a $50,000 car. And unfortunately, the people who sell $50,000 cars, right, don't get to do business with those people who can't afford that. That is a consequence of doing business, but you can't go into it expecting to be able to serve everybody. I know you want to, right? I get that and I feel that. And the way that you serve people that maybe can't even afford your products is through publishing, right? And we talk about that, right? Content, putting out content, whether it be a blog, a podcast, a video series, all three, whatever it is. But the point is that you can put that stuff out there and be as helpful as you can, but when it comes time to ask for dollars in exchange for value that you bring, why start competing on price then? Right? That doesn't make any sense. As you offer more value, the price goes up. But if you compete on price, then you're just racing to the bottom. Compete on value. Offer more value than anything else. Here's a real tangible way to think about this, okay? You ought to strive if you, let's say that you have a product that you're going to charge $500 for, okay? You're charging $500 for this product. Ideally, you want your actual offer to be 10 times that in value, okay? So what's that, 5,000? I'm pretty bad at math, right? Right? So if you can sell something for $500, it should be worth $5,000, because then there's no competition. I can just about guarantee nobody in your space is offering something worth $5,000 for only $500. That's not something that most people are doing, and that sets you apart. We get into creating offers and things like that here, and that's really important, and we'll talk about that more in depth sometime. But the point for today is value. Offer value. Whenever you are attaching, this is the really practical thing, okay? This is what you need to take away from this podcast episode. The next time you sit down to price a product, think, how can I make this product 10 times more valuable than what I'm asking for it? And ask for it whatever you want to. In fact, stretch yourself, okay? Land on a price and then up that by 20%. Take it easy, right? Up that by 20%. Land on a price first and then say, okay, I'm going to stretch myself. I'm going to up that by 20%. And then I'm going to ask myself, how much value can I possibly offer with this? What can I use to craft the offer? What can I give them? What can they also get with this that will pump the value up 10x? Is there an information product I can make? Is there an interview I can include, right? Is there a tool I could have developed? Whatever it is, think about that. How do you add value? How could you, in your business, add 10 times more value than what you're asking for price-wise to something? And try out that offer and see how that helps. All right? God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday and a wonderful week. Have a few prayer requests. Just in my personal life, I have some family that has unfortunately come down with the coronavirus. I wish that you'd pray for them. And some big decisions in the life of my family are coming up in the next few months, and I wish you'd be in prayer for that as well. I thank you guys. I know you're trying to make serious impact in the world, and you do your work as unto the Lord, and I appreciate that, and I understand that, and I am all for that. And that is, you know, my goal is just to help you navigate that. And one of the best things that we can do for people is over-deliver, right? We can bring them more value than what we're asking from them in return. And this is just one tangible way to do that in the products and services you offer. All right? God bless. You guys take care. We'll see you in the next one.